Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone goes through trying times. Joy comes in the morning, even when it seems hard to find. He gives us peace for you and me.
Be thankful for everything,
and in everything, count it all.
Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw, they'll be up shortly. This is prayer time with Bishop
John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw, you better give God some praise before we get started. Thanking God for another day. I'm so glad you're here as well. Yes, yes, yes. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. We love the Lord today. I just want to give honor to the singers today, the Winans. Count it all joy. I don't understand it all, folks, but I trust God. That's the bottom line right there. We trust God in all situations because he is God. Yeah, all by himself. Hallelujah. Hey, praise the Lord, ladies and gentlemen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for you today. And we want you to get excited about prayer time tonight. We thank God for Bishop and Doc tonight as well. But before we get started, we got to give honor where honor is due today. And we want to just bless Dr. Crenshaw. Today is her birthday. I believe I got that right. Today is her birthday. She's celebrating her birthday today. So y'all get a Lord a hand cup of praise for the woman of God's birthday today. Yeah. Happy birthday, Doc. Happy birthday, Doc, from the Vaughn family and from the network. So thank you so much, Doc. So today is Dr. Crenshaw's birthday. We're just excited about her today, and I know she's enjoying her wonderful day. And Doc will probably continue to celebrate all month if she wants to. So whatever she wants to do, it's going to be all right with us, ain't it? So again, Doc, happy birthday from the network. We're excited for you. Amen. God bless you. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, the number, you can put that number out there tonight, I believe, right now, is about 8.1 billion, about 8 billion people on the planet. And I am convinced today everybody needs prayer. No doubt about that. That number, 347-843-4559, you can share that number out right now. Text it out to at least 5 or 10 people. That's in your network. That means your family, friends, coworkers, 347-843-4559. Elder Kevin Vaughn here with you tonight. Okay, also, too, we have scripture tonight coming up shortly and as well, and we'll be opening up the lines as always. If you have a prayer request or if you have a praise report or a comment, anything you want to say from your heart, we'll be opening up the lines a little later on as well after Dr. Crenshaw speaks to us tonight. So, amen. So we thank God for Bishop and Doc being with us tonight. Prayer is so important, as we all know, that are on the line tonight. And we thank God for you. Again, we thank God for you being online as well. So thank you for your time tonight as well. Amen. Hey, let's go to the Word. Hey, the Word tonight is 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 6 to 11. That's 1 Peter 5, 6 to 11. I want to encourage you to read the entire chapter of 1 Peter in your time of meditation, in your time of reading the Word, in your time of meditation and education as well, as we dive into the Word each and every day for the glory of God. So we thank God. First of all, let's get the Lord a hand clap for his Word. Some people can't even get the Word, folks. They can't even get it. Yeah, we got it. Some people can't even get the Word. They can get hurt, killed, or not even hear it. So we thank God for his wonderful word today. 1 Peter 5, 6 to 11 coming up. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, this is Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. Let's go to the word, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, 1 Peter 6 to 11. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, and he may exalt you in due time. Casting all your care. Oh, come on, folks. We know that there's nothing too hard for the Lord. I'm working on this as well. Casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. God is an awesome God. He can handle everything that we have need of. Be sober. Be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. He's doing it every day, folks, every hour, as you know, around the planet. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren are in the world. But the God of all grace, amen, who hath called us unto eternal glory by Christ Jesus. Matter of fact, let me just stop there and get a Lord a hand cup of praise for that. For Christ Jesus, that's the key word right there, key name. Yes. Christ Jesus. unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, established, and strengthen and settle you. And last, ladies and gentlemen, verse 11 says, to him be the glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. That's 1 Peter 5, 6 to 11, guys. I love it. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. If you're just joining us, ladies and gentlemen, on the network, this is prayer time. This is for you. This is for all of us, the family. This is for you. And we just thank God for Bishop Dot being with us tonight. But at this time, let's go ahead and open up the lines, ladies and gentlemen, for the man of God. We always thank Bishop and Doc for their time and their wisdom and their ministry in this area. Thank you so much. Bishop, thank you, sir, for being with us tonight on Prayer Time.
God bless you, everybody. God bless you. Kevin, thank you for God is so good and so gracious for another day in the earth realm. We give God the glory and thank God for Dr. Kinshaw birthday. God is so awesome and so good. And we gracious. We thank God for the word of the Lord tonight. Cast all our cares upon him because he careth for us. How many know if God carry you for us, if he cares for you, if he cares for anybody, you gotta know you don't have to worry about nothing. You don't have to worry about a thing. You don't have to worry because God has you covered. He has you covered. He has you protected. He has a hedge around you. He has a hedge of protection around you. And be encouraged as a believer tonight and hold fast to the word of God. Keep the faith. Keep fighting the good fight of faith, knowing that your labor is not in vain. Your labor is not in vain. And God is going to bless you just like he said in Proverbs 3 and 5. Said, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to thine own understanding and not his Lord in all of our ways, that ye shall direct your path. In other words, he got a path laid out for you, and no matter what the enemy tries to bring your way, that plan will not be deleted or will not be off. God is going to protect you. And I want you to be encouraged tonight and hold fast to the word of God in spite of what the news says and what the word is around us going on. Know that God have the people of God covered. And as we pray for this world, that they will turn to the Lord, as we pray for the people, that they will open their eyes and come into the will of God, and God will continue to bless the people, and God will order our steps. The Bible says the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. In other words, he is directing your path. And you got to get on this, you got to get on that, on that road, or you got to get on that path. You got to be in the right standard with God. You got to get in the right standard with God. You got to allow God to be your leader and to guide you in all the ways. If you acknowledge him, he will direct your path. And we are so grateful to the Lord tonight for the word of God, because the Bible let us know everything is going down, but the word of God will last and stand forever. And thank the Lord for the word. Jesus is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We appreciate the Lord today that this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad. You may not be shouting, but you got to praise on the inside. And the one songwriter said, I got to praise and I got to get it out. Hallelujah. You got to praise and I got to get it out. Whether you be on your job, whether you be on the highway, whether you be in your home, whatever you do, you got to praise and you got to give it out. If you open your mouth and give God the praise, he's about to change the situation in your life. He's about to open the door that has been locked for so long, and he's going to direct you around the door and take you to get on the rooftop and come through the roof and be right where Jesus wants you to be, at the right place, at the right time, in the right time of life. No matter what you've been facing, I guarantee you tonight about the word of God, Isaiah 55:11 says, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void. It shall accomplish that I please, and it's going to prosper into the thing which you sin. And God sent his word in your life, and he's going to prosper you spiritually and naturally. So hold fast tonight as a believer. Hold fast to the word of God. Be excited because you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Be excited for this next adventure the Lord is taking you to in this part of your life. Be excited for God is going to do miraculous things in your life. As you hold fast, he may not give you a new car today, but if you hold fast to the word of God, he will supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory. Oh, God, the Bible said, Paul said, I love this. I love the kingdom. I love the protection. Now his seed begging for bread. In other words, God is going to supply the needs that you have in hand tonight. I pray with you, and I pray for you, and I pray with you because the Bible said one can put 1,000, but two can put 10,000 aside. And we stand in agreement with God's word tonight. We thank you tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We glorify you because you are the God of God and King of kings. You are our refuge. You are our present help in time of trouble and in time of need. Father, we thank you for the good times, the bad times. We thank you, Lord. God, we may endure for night, but joy is coming in the morning. We thank you for the joy, because the joy of the Lord is our strength. And with God, we can draw water out of the well of salvation, because your word is spirit and is life. We thank you for it. And not honor, but mighty through God, through the pulling down stronghold, casting out every imagination, every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and pull into captivity to the obedience of Christ. It's like someone is being locked in a jail. They can't go out unless somebody gives them permission to leave that jail house, to leave that jail cell, because they've been locked into a place. And I know God came tonight. You've been locked into the word of God, and the devil cannot snatch you out of the hand of the Lord, no matter what comes your way. Be encouraged. I thank you tonight, God, for your word. You watch it over your word to perform. It's like somebody being a security. You watch it to see what is taking place. You don't have to say nothing, but you see everything. Father, we give you praise for it tonight. We lift your name up. And Father, we pray for every soul tonight in the name of Jesus. We pray for that security in you. We pray for that confidence in you, because your word says this is the confidence. 1 John 5:14. If this is the confidence we have in you, if we ask anything according to your will, know that you hear with us. If we hear you hear with us, we have a petition that we desire you. Father, we thank you tonight that you have given us assurance in your word. And we glorify your name, and we praise you tonight for every soul. God, tonight we testify in the name of Jesus and agree with your word tonight for their family. We pray for their condition and that they may have it, whether it be sickness of their body, God, because you were wounded for our transgressions. We pray for that disease being cured and healed in the name of Jesus. Dried up to the root in the name of Jesus. We give you glory for it, Father. And Father, we thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. They will be healed. They will be healed from that cancer. They will be healed from that diabetes. They will be healed from the high blood pressure. They will be healed from heart attack. Father, we pray and stand in the gap tonight. Father God, you already know the condition, Father. God, even as a doctor look on and try to do what they can, God, you know your hand set farther than the doctor never can go. We know that you're able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we can think of. Ask. Father, we know that you're able to fix that situation in a home. God, where confusion is, God, you know, God, that you have not given us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and of a sound mind. Father, we take full control and full authority that you have given us, God. You said, whatever we shall bind on earth shall be bind in heaven. And Father, we give you glory for it tonight. It is so, God. We bind that spirit of fear. We bind that spirit of confusion. We bind that spirit of disease and sickness, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we will be whole from the inside out, we will be whole. The whole man will be whole, God. Spiritually and naturally, there will be no lack in our lives because you promised us in your word that we will be the head and not the tail. You said in the word, if we abide in you, your word abide in us. We can ask whatever, whatever your will, and it shall be done. And we thank you for that tonight, and we give you glory for it. We pray for that mother tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. You be a comforter for us. You be a comforter to those children, God. You be a father for the fatherless, the mother for the motherless. Father, we thank you tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you for bless in a spiritual way. God, give us a spiritual awakening. Open our eyes that we will at least be at the spiritual, have spiritual insight, spiritual eyesight, God, that we will be able to see that thing that before it takes place, God, you will reveal it to us, God, in the name of Jesus. God, in the name of Jesus, we glorify you for it. We praise you. We thank you for all the blessings that you have poured upon us. Good health, Lord. We thank you for right mind, God. We thank you for food and shelter and clothing. Father, we pray for that man that's neck is lacking tonight, that child, that woman tonight is lacking, that family that is lacking tonight. We pray, God, that you will catch them heart tonight. That God, to meet the needs of them, God, in the name of Jesus, we give you glory for it. We praise you, God. Let us, God, in the name of Jesus, be a vessel of God. God, in the name of Jesus, use us for your glory. God, that we will speak to somebody's life. And God, bring change about in their lives, God. As we stand on the word of God, God, we can call those things to be not as though they already are. We thank you, God. Even as you bless that family, God, that have lost a loved one, that you will sit to them, that you will be with them, that you will encourage them, God, and you will give them the strength to keep on going, God. Give them the strength and encourage to keep on, God. We pray for that individual in school, to that child in school, that mother that's in school, to that daughter, that son, that father that's in school. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that you will bless them, give them the knowledge and understanding, God, to overcome whatever the situation that come up in their lives. And Father, we give you praise tonight. We pray, God, against every sickness and disease. God, we pray for good health, God, in the name of Jesus. God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for family. We pray for that man, that young man tonight that may be incarcerated. We pray for that son that God may recover and nephew. Whatever it may be tonight that's incarcerated, whether it be a woman, child, boy, girl, man, mother, father, we pray for them, God. That you, Lord, do a work in their lives, God. Bring them to the place, God, that they'll surrender their lives to you. Bring them to a place, God, that they'll commit their life to you. And Father, we thank you, God. We pray for that prayer. We pray for the mother that's been praying for that family. We pray for that daughter, that father that's been praying for that daughter, for their family. We pray tonight for their families, oh God, that you will strengthen them like never before. And Father, we give you glory, God. We pray for our nation tonight. God, we need you in spite of all the craziness that's going on in this world. We need you. Keep us focused on the truth. Keep us focused on your word. Keep us focused on the holy fast, the promises of God. Keep us focused, God. And Lord, don't let us be sidetracked by whatever's going on, God, because most of the time it's just a distraction, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, because you're able to reveal, expose and cover every unrooted crookedness in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We pray for those in the White House. We pray for our government. We pray for our city council, God. We pray for the people in this state, God. We pray for every state, God, in the United States and out of the United States. We pray for every country, God. Father, whatever the needs are tonight, you know how to fix it. And Father, let your people rise up. Let them get up, God, and do something, God, in the name of Jesus. That you have given them the opportunity and the ability to do something. Father God, in the name of Jesus, let us not sit all by the wayside waiting on something to be falling out of the sky, which is not going to fall. We got to speak it. We got to do something. God, and we give you praise, God. The word of God says the kingdom of God suffer violence, and violence must be taken by force. Father, we thank you, God. We take back what the enemy trying to steal and take from us. The time, we're taking back time, God, in the name of Jesus. Taking back the, oh God, the time, God, the man that's in trouble and God is worried. God, we take back and bring peace to mind in their minds and their hearts, in their families, God. Father God, I pray for families tonight. You renounce the ties in their lives, God, to bring them closer together. God, pull down every wall of petition that's not like you in the name of Jesus. Cut out every lying spirit in the name of Jesus. Dispose it and destroy it. In the name of Jesus, we give you glory tonight. Father, let the light shine in the dark place. Father God, in the name of Jesus, change hearts in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God. We pray that as individuals are homeless tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus, you know the condition, what brought them and got them to that place. We pray for them, God, that you will make a way out of no way. You restore them, God. You restore their minds, God. Restore them. Give them a peace that passes all understanding. We pray for those people that are working in the workplace today. Father, we know that they need you as never before. Direct them and reveal every crooked underhand, oh God, person that's trying to destroy their work and their lives. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, that you will continue to open the doors. You continue to get us closer to you. God, we trust in you, Lord. We trust in you. And we believe you, God. And we thank you for your word. As your people continue to move forward in your word, continue to move forward in your will. Father, we thank you because we will not walk in a spirit of fear, because you have not given us a spirit of fear. You've given us love. You've given us power. You've given us sound mind. And Father, we cast all our cares on you because we know that you care for us. You brought us this far, God, and you didn't bring us this far to leave us, but you have an, you have a, something available for us, God, that you can walk into. And we can decree and declare your word and know it was God that brought us through that thing. It was God that opened that door. It was God that healed our bodies. It was God that opened our blinded eyes, Father. In the name of Jesus, I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that you keep us. Oh, God, raise up a man and raise up your men everywhere, Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I'm hungry and thirsty for the righteousness of God. And Father, we thank you for that families tonight. We bless your name for families tonight. Father, we pray for that mother that is single, that child, is, that part is homeless, God. We pray tonight, God, that you encourage them. We pray for those students in school tonight, those children, even in kindergarten. We pray for God in their teacher, God. We pray for God that those that are over them is responsible for them. We pray for a safe haven for those children. We pray for a safe haven of their mind, God. And Father, we deal their own crookedness. The enemy is trying to destroy their lives and cause them to think they're men when they're women, the winners when they're men, or to think they're men when they are women. Father, we restore that spirit in the name of Jesus. We decree it and we expose it, God, in the name of Jesus. And we call it what it is. And Father, we stand firm on your word and we thank you for your miracle working power, God. And you speak to your people everywhere. We pray for leaders and pastors tonight. We pray for congregations all over this world, that person that have not have, don't have place to go to church. God, we ask you to show them and direct them. Let them get up out of that place of brokenness. Get them out of that place of not concern, but God, they get a relationship with you, but also go to a place that they can be fed the word of God and they walk according to your will. Father, we give you praise. Father, we praise for our black men and our black women, these young people. God, we pray for their minds, God. Father, we pray for the corruption that has taken place, has been taking place for years. God, you are able to reveal it and expose it and destroy it. Father, we thank you, God. Let us stand firm on the word of God, because that's the only thing we have is the word of God, that we can stand firm, that we can decree and declare what your word says, saying, this is the word of God that gives us a peace that passes all understanding. We thank you tonight. We be able to glorify you for your word, and we thank you for the blessing of God that your promises is coming to pass in the lives of your people, God. Waking that person out of their sleep, God, and give them awakening in their spirit realm, God, that they let them know that you are the one that take it up and you're the one that take it down. And Father, we give you thanks, God. And we thank you, God. Promotion don't come from the east, not the west, but it comes from you, Jesus. And Father, you're able to make that crooked place straight. That person that been on the job, desired, or should have been got a raise, should have been got promoted. Father, we thank you. You're going to turn that thing around, God. And we thank you, Lord. That child is God in school, God, is feel like it. They don't have an opportunity. They don't have, they now have the ability. God, give them the confidence to keep on moving forward, to keep on pushing forward, to keep on giving, putting that all in all that God, that you were going to direct them and you're going to keep them, God, even after they go to school to get out of college. God, provide for them a job, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, those that don't even go to college, God, you are able to make them rich. You're able to give them a spirit, God, and give them a knowledge that passes all understanding. Don't only come from you. And Father, we pray tonight as you continue to bless your people everywhere. Keep us meek and humble before you. Keep us walking upright. Keep our minds in perfect peace, O Heavenly Father. We thank you. And Father, we give you glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, Bishop. Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop, for that powerful and wonderful prayer. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, that was the voice of Bishop John Crenshaw praying for all of us around the globe. At this time, we want to turn this over to Dr. Crenshaw, Bishop's wife. Doc, thank you so much for being with us today as well.
Praise the Lord. God bless you, and thank God for that prayer coming from Bishop Crenshaw tonight. And I just want to encourage everybody with this scripture. I'm sure many of you have heard it. But it's out of Philippians 4:6, and this is the English Standard Version, and it says, do not be anxious. In other words, don't be excited about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. The Lord is assuring us here through the Apostle Paul that really we should not worry. The Lord said, be not weary in well-doing, for you shall reap if you just don't faint. And don't be weary or worry or anxious about anything. Now, that's a powerful word, because I know some of us can think of some things that we want to give a whole lot of energy to be anxious about when we're in search of or looking for God to give us an answer to some of the things that we may be challenged with in this life. But that's why we have the Word of God. The Word of God comes to encourage us, empower us, and give us a sense of hope. Because any answer that you need for life, you can find it in the Word of God. And if we can't find it verbatim, you know, people say, well, that specifically is not in the Word. But that's why we need the Holy Ghost. We need the Holy Spirit. The Bible says, His Spirit, He will lead and guide us into all truth. If it's not right, the Holy Spirit in you will check you and you will know it's not right. So if it doesn't feel right, that means it's not right. Praise the Lord. There's something about that decision or something you're doing is not in alignment with what the Lord is saying concerning His will for your life. So when we pray, the Apostle Paul specifically says with thanksgiving. That means it's kind of difficult to give thanksgiving and maybe anxious and all at the same time. But he's telling us, don't be anxious. Pray and be thankful. Because I tell people all the time, it could always be worse. Whatever we're going through, whatever we're being challenged with in this life, it can always be worse. There's somebody that is in a worse situation than probably you are. So when we pray, pray unto the Lord and pray, target your prayers. Be specific. Bishop was praying tonight. He was specific about certain things, people that are sick with cancer, people that are going through the children, the school, and keeping them safe. When we pray, we got to be specific, you know, because the enemy, when he comes to target our lives, he's coming at a particular area that he has observed as a weakness in our lives, and he targets it. We have to learn how to do the same thing in spirit. And when we pray, you got to target that thing. You got to target it. I know many of you are reminded of the scripture when Jesus was casting out a spirit, and the Bible said that Jesus said, what is your name? What is your name? What is your name? And the Spirit said, my name is Legion. It is interesting that the Lord wanted to know specifically the name of the spirit that he was dealing with. And we as believers, we should do the same thing. You got to know what you're dealing with. Target it in prayer. Be specific about it. And with that prayer, the Bible says, always be thankful. Because an open gate to a reprobate mind is the spirit of ungratefulness and not being thankful. It's just nice to say thank you. It's just nice to say thank you to people that do things for you. It's just nice to be nice and nice to say thank you. Even more so. We need to say, be thankful as unto the Lord. So I encourage you tonight to let that scripture, Philippians 4, 6, rest in your spirit. Don't be anxious to anything, but pray about everything with prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. God bless you. Back to you, Elijah.
Oh, thank you so much, Dr. Crenshaw. Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, if you're just joining us for prayer time, that was the voice of Dr. Janice Crenshaw, Bishop's wife. Bishop prayed earlier, and we're just excited about the word of God tonight. Get ready to open up the lines, guys. A few seconds here. Tonight, as Bishop was praying and Doc was talking, I wrote down, prayer overrides everything. Folks, prayer overrides everything in the Lord. And Bishop talked about we must trust you, Lord. We must trust God. We must just trust God. Also, the word encourages us each and every day. As we read it, as we think about it, as we listen to it, it encourages us. We must stay in the Word. There's nothing too hard for the Lord, folks. I'm convinced of that. There's nothing too hard for God. And be bold. Dr. Crenshaw just mentioned that a little bit about being bold in the Spirit of God. You got to be specific in the areas of need. Be specific, but be bold in that based on the Word of God. And Bishop talked about that earlier, that God has not given us a spirit of fear. We don't even have fear, but we have love, power, and a sound mind. And last but not least, Doc mentioned about being thankful. Y'all better thank God for everything. You better thank him for everything that you have right now in Jesus' mighty name. We thank God for you. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is prayer time with Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw. I'm going to open up the lines, and we always love to hear from y'all. Just hit star one if you'd like to come in and have a prayer request, praise report, comment, anything that Bishop and Doc will be listening. I'm going to open up the lines in a few seconds here, but feel free to come on in if you like. It's not mandatory. Just love to hear your wonderful voices for those who are online right now. Thank you so much. Brother John, we're going to go to you first, my friend. God bless you, man.
Hey, good evening, Elder Kevin.
Thank you,
Elder Kevin, and I want to thank the people behind the scenes who we don't thank every week that help put on the prayer line, that help make the prayer line possible, besides Bishop and Doc, you know, the small people behind the scene. But I want to thank you, Elder Kevin, and I want to thank Bishop for the awesome prayer. And happy birthday, Dr. Crenshaw, and thank you for those words of wisdom. The night, I just want a prayer for anybody who lost somebody. You know, I had lost my son, and it's really hard because that's baby boy. And I just want a prayer of comfort for anybody that lost somebody or taking care of somebody or know somebody that's sick. Amen.
Yes. Amen, Brother John. I'm with you on that for sure. Thank you so much. And, yes, we believe in prayer, and we're going to continue to pray and lift you up. And we thank God for you and your family tonight. Well, God bless you. Sister Sarah, you're on with Bishop and Doc tonight. God bless you, Sister Sarah. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank the Lord. I'm doing well. First, I want to say I'm telling you that I thank the Lord for Dr. Crenshaw and Mr. Crenshaw. And I'm praying for people everywhere, all over the world, and especially the homeless that they may be. Even though if they look lost or may have lost their way somewhere, that the Lord will be able to bring them back into the fold of the Lord. And also I would like prayer for the Lord to bless me with the house that is filled with blessings of love, the love of God. Amen. And as well as for my daughter Leah to be blessed with, well, may the Lord order her footsteps.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Amen, Sister Sarah. Thank you so much. Amen. Thank you so much for that powerful request there in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you so much. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is prayer time. The lines are open. I just want to make sure we don't miss anybody before we turn this back over to Bishop. Hit star one on your phone. Star one will put you in queue if you have a prayer request, praise report, and or a comment or question, anything there. Feel free to do that. I'll give you a few more seconds there. But we thank God for prayer. We thank God for the opportunity to pray. Oh, man, I can't imagine not be able to pray, not be able to pull a word up, not be able to have a phone that has a word on it, not to have a Bible in your car, in your home, you know, wherever you have one. That's powerful, folks. You have access to the word 24/7. So we should be grateful for that alone in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is prayer time with Bishop John and Dr. Denise Crenshaw. Bishop, back to you, sir.
Praise God. We pray tonight of this, Brother John, want to pray for those that have lost loved ones, no matter when it was, maybe a long time ago, it might have been recently, but we pray for God to give them strength to endure and and thank God for the time that you had to spend with those loved ones or been with them. And it takes time to get over in the grief. Sometimes you got to grieve. Sometimes you got to take time to remember them and just grieve over it. And just then you got to get up from there and just move forward and say, God, I thank you for the time that you allowed them to be together in my life, and we were together, and the good times and the bad. We give God glory for giving me strength to endure. It's the endurance part, to keep moving forward and keep giving, trusting in the Lord, because you have to take one day at a time, and everybody's going to be different. So take time and but just kind of continue to trust in the Lord. And the Bible said, cast all your cares, all that mean everything, upon the Lord, because he cares for you. In other words, he understands when no one else can understand it. You may not understand it yourself, but know that God cares and he's concerned, and we are as well. But we pray for each one that has lost a loved one, and they continue to hold fast to the word of God. They live for Jesus. You're going to see them again. You're going to see them again. You're going to see them again. So be thankful and just give God glory and just keep holding fast. And as we pray for Sister Sarah, that God will bless her with a home, her own home. And Father, we know that you are all-knowing. You know every place and everyone in every situation concerning her home. And Father, we ask you to bless her financially so that you will able to purchase a home. And God, bless their family, bless the daughter, God, as you blessing on a spiritual walk with you, and not only in a spiritual walk but a natural needs in her life, guys, not only her but any other person that needs it, that need to be met, God, that you will supply all our needs according to your riches and glory. And we trust you that your word, and we give you glory for it. And we praise you tonight as you continue to bless your people everywhere. God, thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, Bishop. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, we do praise God. Bishop, we thank God for you. Thank God for Doc tonight. We thank God for each one on the line tonight. We just give God some praise right now. All the prayers are went up and the blessings are coming down. I like the fact that Bishop talked about we're going to see our loved ones again, folks. I think about our loved ones that have moved on in the spirit of the Lord, and we're going to see them again. So we thank God for that hope. We thank God for that revelation tonight. Thank you so much. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Bishop, back to you for final words and close out. Bishop, thank you so much, sir. Back to you.
God bless. We thank God for each and every one that's on the prayer line tonight. As we continue to pray for each other, and know that God is going to do what he said he's going to do in each one of our lives. So you don't give up and do not be discouraged. Just keep going and keep moving forward and keep trusting in the Lord. Amen. God bless you tonight. God bless you.
We love yes, we do. Bishop, we love you. And we love everybody on the line and those listening live right now on the internet and those listening later on. We do love you in the Lord, and we thank you so much. Hey, feel free to contact us, guys. You can contact me if you need, like to have prayer or just talk about some things confidentially, whatever. Give me a call, Elder Kevin Bond. If you need to get in touch with Doc and Bishop, you can call me first, 404-401-0233, 404-401-0233, or you can hit us up in the chat or on the message board, no matter if it's on Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, YouTube, wherever it's at, leave a note, and I'll be glad to get back with you, okay? So thank you so much, and we praise God for you today in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we want you to have a great, great rest of the evening. We want you to have a productive and powerful rest of the week as well, and continue to love on people, folks. Now, you got to use wisdom today, so but we want you to start engaging with others as you see them. Talk about, bring up the Lord as you can, as you're led. Bring up another subject. People want to talk about the negative, but never talk about the positive things that God is doing in the lives. So let's change that conversation. Again, use wisdom, right? We use wisdom as we're out and about. But see if you can change that conversation, because I can tell you, everybody needs the Lord today. Amen. Hey, we're going to leave you with a beautiful song from Jay Moss. Bishop kind of mentioned it a little bit. Praise on the inside. We have a praise on the inside. And because Bishop and Doc prayed today for us, we have a praise on the inside. Hey, take care of yourselves, guys. Have a great rest of the day. Let people know. Put it on your calendar. We're here every Tuesday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 Central, on Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. God bless you, everybody. Take care. Thank you so much for your time. See you later now. Bye-bye. Maybe even strange, but praise is the way I say things. Sometimes I just get so bubbly on the inside. I just want to holler it out. Come on. There's a Amen. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us tonight. That was Jay Moss. Praise on the inside. Hey, remember, Jesus is Lord. We'll see you next time on Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. Bishop and Doc, thank you so much again for your time. And thank you as well, everybody who's online and those listening later on. We'll see you next time. God bless everybody. Have a great day. Great week.